For how long again? He asked. How long can you get off? I asked. Probably a week. I knew he would do it. Han would have quit his job if they refused the time off. He had a decent arrangement now, as a security supervisor on a casino on the river under the arch, but for a while, in high school, he'd been the number 2 ranked swimmer in all of Wisconsin, and he expected that kind of glory going forward. He'd never focused again like he'd focused then, and now he was a dabbler, with some experience as a recording engineer, some in car alarms, some in weather futures. True, long story. Some as a carpenter. We'd actually worked on one summer gig together, a porch on an enormous gingerbread-looking place on Lake Geneva. But he left any job where he wasn't learning or when his dignity, however defined, was anywhere compromised. Then a week, I said. We'll do what we can in a week. I lived in Chicago, Han in St. Louis, though we were both from Milwaukee, or just outside. We were born there, 3 months apart, and our dads bowled together, before mine was gone the first time, before his started playing drums, wearing suspenders and leather vests. We didn't talk about our fathers. We called the airlines that offered single-fare tickets with unlimited travel. The tickets allowed unrestricted flying.